Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the second part of Unit 4 of CCTI Life Coach. While we're in transition from our Section 1, then we're going to prepare for the led by Apostle Shanette Carson.
heart excited about what the Lord is doing. I love the song. I love the spirit that comes from that song and the meanings that song elicits in our hearing and in our understanding. And so we are going to get started. We're going to do some overview. I'm not sure if Elder Sharita is on the line and has any announcements. I know that you all have just come from the other classes, so some of the announcements are the same and will continue over this way. So if not, I'm just going to give you all some information to get you thinking and prepare for this phenomenal journey that we have before us. Elder, is there anything that we need to hear? I don't think so. Either that or I'm just hearing an echo and hearing myself talk. That's always a possibility as well. So we'll just flow with it. I wanted the opportunity to share with you all as we are preparing for this level of coaching and just creating the kind of leaders. I wanted to be able to share with you some information that I want us to take some time to begin to look at as we are in preparation for coaching and counseling and discipleship and actually just assisting individuals through a scriptural perspective or a biblical perspective or a Christian perspective in teaching them how to conform to the likeness of Christ in the midst of a pandemic, to assist individuals and guide them and encourage them through these many intense and intentional transitions and just empowering you to transform the lives of other individuals. And so during the course of the previous sessions, we have begun to look at what are your areas of specialization, who is it that the Lord has anointed to walk alongside with you? What are some of the gifts, callings, and anointings according to 1 Thessalonians 5:11 that you will begin to use to encourage others and build them up? How, according to Galatians 6:2, how will the Lord use you to help carry another individual's burden? Phenomenal work, as you had the opportunity to identify what happens or what has emerged from your crayons. Your broken crayons are still used or available or usable in the hands of God. And you begin to draw some things that's talked about what can be drawn when they're whole and in comparison to when they're broken. And so I definitely enjoy reviewing some of the works that you all turned in. You begin to answer some questions. Is my life coaching or is my crisis coaching a part of a larger or more comprehensive plan that the Lord is using for us to help teach the curriculum of Christ? I actually like that concept, the curriculum of Christ. And so I'm praying that there is a way to carry that concept over to these upcoming sessions, just addressing life based off of the curriculum of Christ, especially in the midst of crisis. because we are again in the midst of all of these challenges, and so I believe that the challenges and the crisis that we are in, if we apply the curriculum of Christ, it will be the agents or the tools that the Lord uses to change us so that we can conform to him, to his very image. So again, I definitely celebrate all that you all are doing. Based off of the curriculum of Christ, we are going to learn how to communicate Christ in every situation, how you communicate Christ in every situation, whether it makes you comfortable or uncomfortable, we want to learn how to communicate it. One of the other things that we looked at were you have to identify whether you have the anointing of the planner or the waterer, or because the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 3 and in Acts 18 that some plant, some water, but the Lord brings us the increase. And so just kind of positioning ourselves to identify where we were at in that process and identifying what's at the center or what's at the source, what's foundational in our practice. What do we find ourselves leaning more towards characters that speak something about Christ? As we look at being these transformational leaders, and as you all have the opportunity to do some characters and case studies, just being able to identify what you look like in light of scripture and what we should look like in light of Christ's character, or what we look like once we apply the curriculum of Christ. You guys, you know that? I really, really like that concept. I'm going to have to begin to do some things with that. Amen. I guess the curriculum of Christ originated, I'm being told, from the mountain of education. So the mountain of government and the mountain of the Lord is going to use himself that's on the mountain of education. But, okay, so let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. You definitely need some paper. You need to begin to write this down. I am going to give a brief overview. It may seem a little fast, but if it is, just, you know, holler, slow down, or, you know, write. Don't holler at me. Text me. Because there is some feedback, and so I believe some phones have been put on mute. But so if you can just begin to write this, can begin to write this down. I want to talk about this session, how we produce emotionally healthy leaders, emotionally healthy churches, emotionally healthy men, emotionally healthy women, emotionally healthy relationships, and how we do that with the deliverance and transformation of the mind, all in the midst of a pandemic. So in the midst of crisis, how do we do that? So I'm not sure who all is on the line, but this is the request that I am making. You're going to text me who's on the line as I put you in groups over the next week, okay, of which category you're going to be assigned to work in. For the purpose of this week, I'm going to give you two categories, and while it may seem kind of daunting, I do have the expectation that you will begin to look into these things and begin to have some critical dialogue with me on next Monday. Here we go. One, as we talk about developing or becoming emotionally healthy, one of the things that I want you to begin to look at is, in my journey of helping others become emotionally healthy, one of the things we have to do, and there are going to be eight things that we say you have to quit doing. One of them is we have to quit being afraid of what other people think. We have to quit being afraid of what other people. And you are going to have the responsibility of looking some information up, looking up some scriptures to help you come. Never mind. To help you develop the curriculum of Christ that will assist you from, to stop being afraid of what other people think. The second thing we're going to have to do is stop lying. And we're going to spend some time talking about that, because one of the things I want us to understand as it relates to that is that sometimes we're not very honest about our emotions. And so we're going to do some emotional wheels and things like that. But oftentimes we over-spiritualize things, and in doing that, we kind of try to crucify emotions. And emotions are necessary because emotions are the language of the soul. And so we need to hear the cry of the soul so that we can understand some important lessons and that we'll know how to deal with our emotions. And so ignoring our emotions is like turning our backs on reality. So we need to learn how to listen to our emotions so that it can usher us into dimensions of reality. So that's going to become important. You're going to learn how to address or how to develop, because you develop curriculum, develop the curriculum of Christ based off of the cry that you hear in the emotions of the soul. Because remember, the cry gives the emotions a voice. Amen, amen. And so we're going to stop neglecting our emotions so that we are not lying to ourselves, and so that we are not presenting a false self. We are presenting an authentic self so that we can have the opportunity to do what? My favorite scripture, Philippians, to know him. And we're going to get to the whole goal is to know God. Okay, so number three, we're going to the wrong things. We are emotionally and spiritually, I talk about spiritual and emotional suicide, and I believe for some people, because we're not authentic with our emotions and we don't see them as being spiritual, but we actually see them as being carnal, we die to the wrong things. So we die to some things that the Lord is actually using to perfect and sharpen us. But I'm just going to keep going. So all of this is one category. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to quit denying ourselves anger, sadness, and fear. It's really interesting because I have some people that have that are very intentional. They're purposeful. They're very passionate. And we're quick to snuff that and to put that in a bad category when the Bible says be slow to anger or be angry and sin not. And so because we over-spiritualize some things, we don't allow our emotions to flow properly through. So then we don't know how to handle them. And so thus that doesn't produce healthy leaders, healthy men, healthy women, healthy children. And it definitely will not produce a healthy church, i.e. it will not produce a healthy body of Christ. Amen. Let's keep writing. And so we're going to quit doing the blame game. If you're a part of Laborers for Christ Word Life Center and you've ever had any children in Kingdom Church, I'm getting texts. Wonder what they're saying. Hold on, because I can't, you know, multitask like this. I love the, okay, no, I can't. God can. I love the people online. When it is on the line, can we get an email of this list? I can't answer all those questions, but I'm sure somebody is listening that can produce an email of this list, because the need is what is creating this teaching. So, or there individuals are saying that it is we're on Blog Talk, so the ability to listen. To create the list, and then when you do that, please send it to me as well. But, okay, so if you're in Kingdom Church, one of the things that happens, or one of the golden rules of Kingdom Church is tell what you did. Don't tell what other individuals do, and don't go blaming. Well, how is that relevant for us today? We play the blame game because we blame environment, situation, circumstances, other people, things that have happened. Oh, I can't do text and talk. Thank you. And other people that were in our life or were not in our life, those that dropped us, abandoned us, abused us, we were wounded in the Father, all of those things are the blame game. And so we want to learn how to, in creating healthy environments, part of it is deleting the blame game. Part of it is realizing that the Lord won't, he is sovereignly in control. He has written our story. And he will not let anything come our way. Nothing can come our way without his permission. Now, for some people, they, you know, going to come into a crisis of belief. But anybody that's in a place of crisis of belief, you probably want to pause this class this day in this place and pick up Experiencing God from Blackaby, because it will help you with your crisis of belief. If you're really stuck in the blame game and being fearful of what other people think and over-functioning, which is the next one, we want you to quit over-functioning. We want you to stop trying to be the perfectionist. Then you probably, I'm getting there. So you probably want to stop this and want to go to Robert S. McGee and do Search for Significance, but you definitely have to do that in conjunction with the workbook. So number six was to quit or to stop over-functioning. Over-functioning, that is a sin. Number seven is to quit our faulty thinking, quit our stinky thinking. Allow the scripture says, let this mind be in us that's in Christ Jesus. And so sometimes the thinking is that I don't have the mind of Christ. Well, then, you know what? We need to get the deliverance of the mind. There is this phenomenal book by an author that I cannot even begin to pronounce his last name, but I can say his first name is Daniel, his middle initial is C, and his last name is spelled OKP. A-R-A. His last name is spelled O-K-P-A-R-A. And he's written this really cool book called The Deliverance of the Mind. And some of us, there is just a level of deliverance of the mind. Now, hear this. For some of us, there is a deliverance that needs to take place in our mind. Follow the flow. So that after our mind is delivered, okay, it can be properly discipled. It can be properly discipled because it's not just enough for your mind to be delivered. It now, after it's been delivered, needs to be discipled. And then after it is discipled, it can learn to be disciplined. So delivered, discipled, disciplined. So you want to keep that in your mind. I know, yeah, that meant a lot. But anyway, so that is going to help us with our faulty thinking. And then finally, and this is just one category of people, the last thing is we want to stop living other people's lives, living through them or living for them, living through them or living for them. We want to stop living other people's lives. And you know what? You all can get the book, The Emotionally Healthy Woman, because this actually, these things are in that book. I just feel kind of bad because we're not going to follow the book. We're just going to use some of the things. Okay? Where we're at. Is everybody with me so far? Are you with me? Do I need to give you a moment to catch up? We're taking you off mute so that you can have some dialogue with me so that I don't know where you're at and what you're thinking and all that good stuff. So give us a few moments and you'll be, whoa, yes, I hear the noise. You'll be able to speak out loud to it. So are we all good with the first thing? Great. Let me know.
We're taking you off mute. So that you can have some dialogue with me, so that I don't know where you're at and what you're thinking and all that kind of stuff. So, are we all there with the first thing? Great. Let me know. So that you can have some dialogue with me, so that I don't know where you're at and what you're thinking and all that kind of stuff.
Is Elder Sherita on the line?
Apostle, you still on the line?
Is Elder Sherita on the line?
Just one moment, please. We did place everyone back on mute because of the background noise that we were getting. Has everyone been able to catch up and write out their full thoughts from their notes?
I'm missing number five.
Okay, one moment.
We did place everyone back on mute because of the background noise that we were getting. Has everyone been able to catch up or write out their full thoughts from their notes?
No. I'm missing number five.
Okay, one moment. We are making sure that everybody gets caught up with their notes. Elder Sherita will get a little outline out to you regarding the 8 points that Apostle ran through and the 3 books that Apostle mentioned that you can get and use as reference if you are in need for further insight into the various areas of concern that we are going to be addressing during this unit. Is it possible?
All right. So we ready?
I missed number five.
You missed number five? Oh, we could do that.
Number five.
We probably could do that. And then write them all up so you can send them to somebody for me. Quit blaming. Don't do the blame game. Number five was that Kingdom Church principle.
We share what we do.
And we, not that I want people to assume responsibility for other people's stuff. Please, I definitely don't want us to assume responsibility for other people's stuff, but I don't want us to be held hostage by other people's stuff. And so feeling some kind of false liberation by saying, but so-and-so did this to me, or but you don't understand, none of that matters. None of that can help us live delivered, help us get discipled, and bring us to a place to live a disciplined, healthy, fulfilled Christian life. And that's the goal. That's the goal. So how can we, in the midst of this pandemic, be agents or portals on behalf of other individuals to live healthy, whole, disciplined Christian lives? And we want the kind of fruit that the scripture says in John. We want fruit that will remain.
Amen.
Amen. I can stop there if you guys want so that you can catch up. And I can tweak this. Does this seem like a bit much for people? Oh, you can't answer. Okay, sorry.
I hear you. Okay.
You can definitely text me. You can definitely text me at 773-779-2900. One of the places we left off with before, or just something that we dealt with before, was addressing the concept that broken crayons still color, and how do we give our mess to the master? And how can we trust the master to take our broken crayons? Or I was today looking for some moldable clay for class.
How can we trust the master to take the moldable stuff? Maybe everybody should get some moldable clay and trust him to make us and trust what he makes. The scripture says we all this happened, we were marred in the master's hand. And so our marring didn't take him by surprise, nor did it disqualify us. It is necessary, and it is for our making. And so understanding how, amen, thank you so much. It is understanding how, amen, it is understanding how in this process, no matter where we're at in the process and who we're given to interact with, no matter who we're given to be the iron that sharpens their life or who we're given to be a portal for, the Lord can, will, and intends to rewrite our story. And so it doesn't matter how we deleted some chapters and pages. Know that he is his story. He's writing it, and he's going to get the glory. For those of you who text me and said you missed number four, you missed number four. It's quit denying anger, denying sadness, and fear. It's being honest with your emotions, being comfortable with the emotion, not the emotional state. Okay, being comfortable with the emotion, like, okay, I'm dealing with this. Now, I love this. Christ has a curriculum. He has a plan. There's some case studies. Y'all know I'm going to have fun with these things. There's some case studies in the Bible. There's some character studies that we can do to begin to look at who dealt with anger, who dealt with sadness, who dealt with fear. You know, Joshua kept saying, look, I'm just a little boy. And the Lord said, look, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Come on. Okay? Stop looking at what was. Stop trying to compare yourself. Stop trying to figure out if you measure up, if you don't measure up, is it going to look the same on you? No. Come on. This is the grace I have for you. So it's helping us address all of those emotions. And so we're going to, at that point, put some emotional wheels in there. I believe we started that a few units ago, and we're going to look at some emotional wheels. I understand that for some people I'm talking a little fast. I'm trying to slow down, and in slowing down, I'm actually losing my thoughts. So I think I have given you enough to work with. I believe I've given you enough to work with. So if you take the information that I've given you, if you just take, that's how we can do that. If you just take the information I've given you and you attach a scripture to it, you attach a scripture to it, you will be prepared to interact with us next week. Now, I am going to try to prayerfully, maybe, or maybe not. It didn't work. I'm going to try to send you, well, that didn't work. I'm going to try to send you this list. Did anybody get the entire list and can send it out?
I'm not confident that I got the concept, but I did get the category.
Finish it.
Okay.
Yep, then I guess
that'll
decide on.
All right, well,
okay. I'll finish that.
I can
use
the meat from yesterday.
We will make sure that you all get the concept or category and whatever book that we make reference to, and we will make that. Oh, okay. Please put your phones on mute. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you in advance for your kindness.
We will make sure that you get that with some of the books. The books, I'm not asking people to go buy all those books. I'm just giving you those books as references. But honestly, if you or the people that you are assigned to minister to, the people that are assigned to hear your voice, if you get caught in any of those areas, there are some additional resources that are out there that you can utilize that will help you get unstuck, that will help you in the process as you begin to develop the curriculum of Christ in the midst of these crises to bring about a change. Okay? So we have enjoyed being your servant today and sharing with you. I believe the word culture is going to fit in this list somewhere. So I'm just going to write it down and work on this and look forward to interacting and dialoguing with you soon. On next Monday, everyone should have addressed it, huh? Everyone should have addressed the issues, or not the issues, but the things that we covered today. So when we come together next week or Monday, everyone should be prepared to have be able to talk about these areas with the additional information that I gave you on Monday. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So with all of that being said, everybody that is on the line, if you text me who you are, someone will forward to the information. So if you can take a moment now, since we're about to conclude our class, and text me who you are, you can get the information. So it is 8:07. If I can get those texts no later than 8:15, then you can get the information. Thank you in advance for your kindness. I pray that the Holy Spirit, that we would allow the Holy Spirit to challenge us to change, to challenge us to be conformed to the image of Christ. I pray that we develop Christ's language. I love that. That we learn how to communicate Christ in the midst of a crisis to prepare us to be a culture that he can come back for. And that culture looks like the church. And so enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Love you. Good night. I am not.